She did not enjoy the afternoon as she did the morning. The sunshine was as bright, the berries were as sweet and plentiful, and she was neither tired nor hungry. But good, faithful Rover was hungry, and she had not given him even one piece of meat. She tried to forget how selfish she had been, but she could not do so, and quite early she started for home. When she was nearly out of the woods, a rustling in the underbrush attracted her attention. "I wonder if that is a bird or a squirrel," she said to herself. "If I can catch it, how glad I shall be!" She tried to make her way quietly through the underbrush, but what was her terror when she saw a large snake coiled up before her, prepared for a spring. She was so much frightened that she could not move, but brave Rover saw the snake and, springing forward, seized it by the neck and killed it. When the faithful dog came and rubbed his head against her hand, Susie put her arms around his neck and burst into tears. "Oh, Rover," she cried, "you dear, good dog, how sorry I am that I was so selfish." Rover understood the tone of her voice, if he did not understand her words, and capered about in great glee, barking all the time. You may be sure that he had a plentiful supper that evening. Susie never forgot the lesson of that day. She soon learned to be on her guard against a selfish spirit, and became a happier and more lovable little girl.